Okay, I want you to answer honestly with this. Do you have a philosophy around interviewing and recruiting that's based in best practices and scientific research? If not, you're leaving a great deal of human capital on the table. That is, your shoot-from-the-hip approach is probably not harvesting the highest percentage of the most persistent, driven people on your follow-up list. There seems to be a continuum of unconscious interviewing philosophies that I've witnessed over the years within the industry, both with their own significant problems. On the one side of the continuum, interviewers dump way too much information on the candidate with the hope of either convincing a person to join their company or perhaps hope that with this much information, a person could decide for themselves if it's best for them. This is not a good way to interview. While you might get momentary compliance, that is, the candidate might say yes because you sold him on it, you've already negated the individual's own personal buy-in to the opportunity. When you override a person's own buy-in, you rob them of the personal investment needed to tap their own personal drive. That's required, of course, to develop their own persistence in the long run. The other side of the continuum is to spend so much time negative selling the opportunity by saying things like, this isn't for everyone, or, you know, it's a lot of work, it takes an enormous amount of time to succeed at this. This does not work either, and it's not advisable. I'm only guessing, but have come to believe that the goal for these people might be to offset the tendency of getting the candidate to not join out of impulse or compliance. But in doing so, they prematurely rob a person of the possibility of hope that might have developed into persistence and drive, what we call self-activation. So what's the mindset that can capture those who will stand the best chance of succeeding? Well, I'm just at the initial stages of putting these rules in place to better guide these conversations, and I'll eventually share these rules. But they are inherent with what I've been sharing about the growth mindset, and what I need is your help. What are the practices that keep you from saying too much or too little, from leading with sales or negative selling? In other words, what keeps you and your thoughts and your beliefs from being the center of the conversation? Do you have rules around this interaction? If so, I want to hear them, even if you're just now putting them together. It's purely coincidental, but Seth Godin this week got to the heart of what I'm saying in much fewer words. I want you to listen to this. This is great. Possibility. This is not the same as reality. But without belief in the possible, your reality is going to be severely curtailed. We must avoid the temptation to begin with analysis of what's easy or what's probable or even likely. That's overselling. We can only do our work justice by examining what's possible on our own and then deciding if we care enough to pursue it. So to conclude, in an interview, whether a recruiter or manager, he must be skilled in a combination of drawing out the candidates, deciding if they care enough to pursue it, while avoiding the temptation to begin by telling the candidate what's possible or probable. That can come later as validation of their own hope that they've created themselves. So talk to you soon. Please send me your rules. Even if you don't know them, try to figure out what they are. Send them to me soon. Thank you.